All right, we spoke to Paul Penzone, and he has sued Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his campaign over an attack ad that focuses on Penzone's past marital issues. Penzone says the ad is misleading, it is inaccurate, and that they have that the Arpaio team has left out a whole bunch of information. So we've talked to Penzone's side. Let's talk to Arpaio's side now. Right now, we're pleased to be joined by Chad Willems. He's the campaign manager for Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Chad, how are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. Were you aware that Paul Penzone was going to sue if you put the ad out and you decided to put it out anyway?
Well, he certainly had made some noise about it back in June.
Mm-hmm. So you were aware of that?
What's that?
You were aware of the noise that he was making or the threat that he was making. And did that ever come up in conversation to maybe not put the ad out? Or was it too bad? We'll put it out anyway.
Well, you know, look, here's the bottom line, okay? The ad is based on court records, public records, public documents. And we have every right to go through and make those documents available to the public, even though they're publicly available, but no one's going looking through them. And the voters have a right to know who they're voting for. And so, you know, he may not like it. It's certainly embarrassing for him. He's certainly on the wrong side of this issue. But it is our right to do that in a political campaign, to talk about a candidate and their flaws, just as he has talked about Joe Arpaio.
Okay. Here's the difference. It's a personal attack. You've hit his family. Is that a dirty campaign move?
I wouldn't say so. I would say that it's at least no more dirty than Paul Penzone saying Sheriff Arpaio stood by while 400 kids were molested and sexually abused, which is not true, to make it sound like, you know, Joe Arpaio was standing there while it was happening. Penzone just wants it both ways. You know, I mean, that's his problem. He's a phony. He doesn't have the experience necessary to run an office like the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. I think even you guys who are or somewhat cheerleaders for him have to at least chuckle when he says he knows more about the Sheriff's Office than Joe Arpaio does. I mean, that is just laughable on his face. The guy has just a complete lack of character. I think he's desperate. And today's quote-unquote press conference was really nothing but a live campaign commercial for him because he can't afford to put TV ads up on his own.
But when you say desperate,
support, he's not raising money. He has no support of the people, and he's flailing.
Well, wait. No support of the people. Isn't the ad desperate on your part because the election was so close in 2012?
No. First of all, the election was not close in 2012.
It wasn't.
7 points. Now, in this business, that's a landslide. I don't recall you guys saying that. Barack Obama barely won over Mitt Romney. You know, when the popular vote was 3 or 4%.
I'm glad you have our show tapes. If we were cheerleaders, you would not be on the air. Chad Willems is joining us. He is the campaign manager for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, as we are getting both stories today, Chad. Okay,
yeah, I understand.
So let's
get
back
to... Thank you for having me on. I digress. But what I'm saying is for him to say that he knows more about the sheriff's office than the sheriff is just, it's a joke.
Okay. And he did say that on our show. Okay, so
I know he did.
He also said that you guys won't debate. Why won't you debate?
We've gone through this back and forth. He initially came out and said he didn't want to, then he wants to, and you know, the bottom line is the people of Maricopa County know Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's been around for 23 years.
So then why put out an ad then? Why put out an ad that attacks him? Why can't Sheriff Joe put out a new ad that says, this is what I've done and this is who I am? Why do you have to attack him?
He's been doing that.
No, that's an old ad. He's not made a new ad. That's an old ad that he used before.
Well, look, I'm not going to go into what we will do, other than to say that today was a total distraction from this incident. Coincidentally, Pinzone had to file his campaign finance report today, which if you look it up, his fundraising numbers are dismal. On top of that, you've got George Soros, who is now out of the closet, funding an organization to get Pinzone elected. He's put in $300,000 of his own money so far, and that number will creep up to around $3 million from what we are told through our sources.
How much have you guys raised from outside of Arizona? So if Soros comes from outside of Arizona, you guys raise all your money from outside of Arizona. So that kind of evens it out.
The issue is not whether George Soros lives in New York or he lives in Paradise Valley. The issue is that George Soros is a far-left demagogue who advocates for, open borders, refugees pouring into the country. The list goes on and on. And again, today was not about necessarily a quote unquote lawsuit. It was about a campaign commercial for Paul Pinzone.
All right, Chad Willems, campaign director for Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Chad, we thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.